Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is June the 2nd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Job, chapters 28 to 30, seeking godly wisdom in our lives. We read in Job chapter 28 verses 12 to 19, verses 23 and 28 like this. But where can wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man does not know its value, nor is it found in the land of the living. The deep says, it is not in me, and the sea says, it is not with me. It cannot be purchased for gold, nor can silver be weighed for its price. It cannot be valued in the gold of Ophir, in precious onyx or sapphire. Neither gold nor crystal can equal it, nor can it be exchanged for jewelry of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or quartz, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia cannot equal it, nor can it be valued in pure gold. God understands its way, and he knows its place. But to man, he says, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Job continued his long reply to Bildad, and the centerpiece of Job's soliloquy is an exquisite poem on wisdom. Job claimed that God's wisdom supersedes all human wisdom. In discussing the source of wisdom, Job used the imagery of mining. Gold, silver, and precious stones lie beneath the earth's surface all the time, but they can be extracted only by a lot of human effort. They are hidden from our sight and therefore are of no practical value until they are found and brought to light. The same is true of wisdom. It too lies hidden, but even more so than mere stones and metals. It is actually far more valuable than those metals, precisely because it is so difficult to recover. True wisdom, in fact, cannot be mined from the earth, but must come from God, who alone knows where it is to be found. We cannot separate godliness from godly wisdom. It is only when we fear God, revere and worship Him that we can know anything of godly wisdom. Let us always seek godly wisdom in our lives. We read in Proverbs chapter 9, verses 9 and 10 like this. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.